Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. We play you singer-songwriters and the occasional disco dance remix of Prince songs. We're here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. My name is Jeff, your host for today. Thanks for dropping in. For a short while, we are blessed to be joined by a special co-host. Welcome, co-host.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Well, what are you doing down here today? How come you're here?
Huh? What?
Tell the folks why you're here.
Because...
I mean, not that we don't love having you any reason, but... What? You're here for a special reason, right?
Yeah.
Did you want to share what that reason was, or should I just continue on with my show introduction?
I'm going to a kickoff. For soccer.
Yeah, you're going to play soccer.
I'm starting soccer.
Yeah, just over there.
In the same... Yeah, it's actually just right over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sadly, I'm being the same color.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Okay, don't play at the mic.
I'll be a red one.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for being here. We kicked off the show today with Lydia Lovelace and her cover of Prince's I Would Die For You. Are you a big Prince fan, Jer?
No, and the reason why she kept on saying "I'm not your man," it's because I have no idea.
The record was skipping a little bit.
It just kept on saying, I am not your man.
Yeah.
And you she's like not even a man.
$15 for a Record Store Day single for two songs, and then it skips, and that's, you know.
Your dad, say
yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Jackpot, he said hi, Ty. He said hi, Ty, here.
I have no idea what's going on, but Prince passed away the other day, and although we don't play a lot of Prince here on this show, his influence can be felt everywhere, even in the world of folk music. So we thought we'd play a couple more little things, including the flip side of that that single. We'll hear something from Corey Brandon, but first, how about this one? Yeah. We'll send this one out to Jane, wherever she is. We'll send this one out to Mom. You want to say hi to Mom?
Mom, hi.
Okay. This one
I know you're going to come up for a little bit in a little while.
All right. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. By the way, do you want to give folks a phone number if they want to phone us, talk to us, say hi?
What?
It's been a while.
269-867-8836.
Yeah, 269-8636 or 269-9-U-M-F-M. That's right. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
who don't understand. Why can't I fly away in a special sky if I don't find my destiny soon? Ultimate high. Maybe I'll die young, like heroes die. Maybe I'll kiss you some wild, special way. If nobody thrills me or kills me soon. That's all right. Lovers like us deep are born to die. If they don't find us, what will we do? I guess we'll
Pride and joy. joy and greed and sex. That's what makes our town the best. Pride and joy and dirty dreams, still surviving on the streets. Look at me, I'm tattered. I've been battered. What does it matter? Does it matter? Does it matter? Don't you know the crime rate's going up, up to live in this town? Man, you gotta be tough, 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 tough. For rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's in tatters. I've been shattered, my brain's been battered, splattered all over Manhattan. This town is full of money grabbers. Go ahead, bite the big apple, man. Don't mind the maggots, shadoobie. What's up? Shattered. Shadoobie. My brain's been bad. Shadoobie. My friends that come around, they flat toe, 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 flat toe. Pile it up, pile it high.
That's Todd Snyder. He's shattered. They're the old Rolling Stones number. It's rendered by Todd. Sorry. On his Record Store Day single from last year called Impending Doom. And we heard that particular number before that. From a Record Store Day single also from last year, we heard Corey Brannan with his version of Prince's Under the Cherry Moon. We also heard the Be Good Tanyas in there with their version of When Doves Cry in honor of Prince. If you want more Prince stuff, we played a whole bunch on Thursday's Steel Belted Radio. We'll get that podcast up for you in the next couple of days. Just in case you missed it. Had some good times there. And last Saturday was Record Store Day, and many good things came out. A lot of unnecessary crap came out as well. I can't really hear you. Why aren't you talking to them? I'm told that Jeremy left. He's no longer here. So we can't hear from him.
I'm actually still here, but I'm leaving right now.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye.
excuse me. I got to experience Record Store Day in Vancouver, and with all due respect to Winnipeg record stores, and I do love Winnipeg, but it reminds me every year how crappy our record stores really are when I get to go somewhere else and find out the selection, how well organized and how much a lot of places put into Record Store Day. And the prices seemed to be better in other places as well. So, you know, Winnipeg record stores maybe owe you a little bit. And if you go to other places, you'll find out more about that. Here's one of those things. This is one of the things I was most excited about picking up for Record Store Day. And it's got some local content. It's an all-star, star-studded affair with a local note wrapped in. Here is... boy, oh boy, I'm getting all choked up. Here is from A Dog Named Gucci, a new movie, and it's a charity single too. Check out the people on this. You got Nora Jones, you got Amy Mann, Susanna Hoffs, Lydia Lovelace, Nico Case, Catherine Calder, Brian May, and others doing this local number. Listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Spirit, one voice. dances to the sound of me singing with you, helping each other to make it through. This is the sound of voices too. This is the sound of voices too. Thank you.
but can't talk much about it. He's trying to shoot me, but it took too long to aim. Anybody in my place would have done the same. I don't start fights, I finish fights. That's the way I'll always be. I'm wacko from Waco. You best not mess with me. Joe Jamel said I was like a flying buttermilk. Trapped in a Waco bottle, I was bound to get killed. Dar Jamel said, Billy, Houston's where you need to be. If you're going back to Waco, you're leaving without me. It's nice to be important, more important to be nice. If you're shooting dice in Waco, you'll roll snake eyes every time. Dick DeGarin took my case and didn't charge a thing. He said Waco bells would be easy to unring. Willie Nelson, Bob Duvall, and Logan V2 stood right up for me the way they always do. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm a wacko from Waco, I'm telling you the truth. I was born in Corsicana. They said, Billy, can you do it? I said, of course I can, just point it out and I'll get right to it. Corsicana, Texas has been real good to me. They knew I had to shoot that man before that man shot me. I should have known the truth would finally set me free. I guess living down in Waco made it wacko out of me.
Wacko from Waco is still on the run. A writer, a singer, a son of a gun. Don't cross him, don't boss him, stay out of his way. And don't give him no trouble, cause you'll just make his day.
I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm wacko from Waco, I'm telling you the truth. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm wacko from Waco, you finally heard the truth.
This is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
This show is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
On 101.5
UMFM.
And we're in trouble. Take its toll. My love will leave you. and cool. Don't drag it out. Don't hang in the heat. Put your keys in the car, kiss the rearview mirror and leave. Or are you fool enough to think you can be saved? Are you starting to think?
Brand new music from Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem. He had a little Record Store Day EP called Georgia. That was Low Love off of that. Before Fallon, we heard something new from Jeff Healey, which wouldn't be so impressive if he weren't so darn dead. He's got a brand new record out, sort of a lost blues rock record called Heal My Soul. And there was so much stuff, they put out a bonus EP on Record Store Day. And I kind of just bought it on a whim. You know, I used to be a huge Jeff Healey fan. And, you know, I wasn't expecting a lot from this EP, but I sure do like it, actually. It's great. I'm going to have to pick up the full record as well. As with the song we heard before that from Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, they got a brand new record coming out right away called Colvin and Earle. We heard Wake Up Little Susie, the Record Store Day exclusive. And a fine one at that. We heard something from Billy Joe Shaver in there. He's got an EP, a little, a 7-inch single, a 45, as it were. We heard Wacko from Waco from his thing. We heard Jason Molina in there of those hipster bands, the names of which I always forget. He did a couple of Townes Van Zandt songs. We heard I'll Be Here in the Morning from his Record Store Day thing. And the supergroup, Nora Jones, Amy Mann, Susanna Hoffs, Lydia Lovelace, all those other folks doing Ruth Moody, Winnipeg's own Ruth Moody's One Voice, the Waylon Jennings hit there for you. That's my Record Store Day haul. I'd love to know what you picked up on Record Store Day or what you think. The Record Store Day is definitely getting out of hand, and it's definitely losing its charm. But I tell you, being among the nerds in Vancouver was pretty darn fun, and I didn't feel entirely terrible about that, even though more and more people all the time are saying that Record Store Day is basically ruining everything. But you know, you can have some fun, you can get some cool stuff, and you know, go visit some neat stores, and you should do that. But you know what you should do more than that? More important than going on Record Store Day is going every other day. I mean, you don't have to go every other day, but just go some other day. Like, you know, once in a while, go like once a month to your local record store days. Local record store. It could be your own Record Store Day. There you go. The reason why I was in Vancouver and got to go there was I got to attend the final two concerts by the great band Spirit of the West, who I've loved for a long, long time. And it was a powerful, emotional thing and very, very, very sad. But at the same time, they kept saying, you know, we want this to be a party, a celebration. Like, how many bands get to be around for 32 years and have... get to have a farewell like that. Like, that's so rare, you know. But usually when bands wrap up, it's because someone's died or they hate each other, but this was, they all still love each other, they all still care, they're all still alive, and they're all still on top of their game. And it was a beautiful, beautiful, marvelous thing. And it was a star-studded affair. That special guests, holy cow, I don't even know if I can remember all the special guests on that very last show. Special guests included Jim Cuddy and Steve Page, formerly of the Bare Naked Ladies. He's got a brand new record out. And I just noticed that coming up tonight on Jaded and Elated here on UMFM at 7, Nick will talk to Steve Page about his new record and about the Bare Naked Ladies and all kinds of other things. That is always a great show. Tune in at 7 for that. I know that's exactly what I will be doing this evening. Anyway, so Steve Page, Jim Cuddy, we saw Colin James out at those things. We saw Andy Mays from the Skydiggers was there. Just all kinds of folks coming out to give their love and their thanks and appreciation to the mighty Spirit of the West. I do have a bootleg of these shows, of the shows. The last one I posted on the old Facebook. If you didn't see it, you can always email me and I can send you the link or whatever. Jeff@telebandtogohome.com if you want to hear. I figured I'd play the very last song that they ever played together. And lots of folks, they invited their families up on this one, and all the special guests, Dustin Bentall, Paul Hyde, Bob Kemis, all kind of the Odds, all kinds of people got up on stage for this one, and it was a beautiful thing. It's a little noisy, but it's a beautiful thing, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. This is the very last performance of Spirit of the West on Tell a Band to Go Home.
We'll give you this. This is a tune called Morning in the Bath Daddy.
I need a surgeon to let the long sleeves in. On the back of the organ is breathing. Give that promise and the price to end. Give that the promise and the price to end. I'll take care of the leader. Hand with the dead. Skin stones burning bones soothe my soul.
will kiss you in four places. I'll go running along your street. I'll squeeze the life out of you. You will make me laugh and make me cry. To the blue summer sky. We may never meet again, so shed your skin and let's get started. You will throw your arms around.
his name by God. We drank till there was no more, from the troller to the raven, with all stops in between. Well, it all began one afternoon on the shores of Ambleside. We were sitting there quite peacefully with the rising of the tide, when an idea it came to mind for to usher in the fall. And we all agreed next Friday night we'd go out on the crawl. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers and lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to the raven, with all stops in between. Well, we planned to have a gay old time, the cash we did not spare. Oh, we left all the cars at home and paid the taxi fare. I got out to Horseshoe Bay a little after five. From a table in the corner I heard familiar voices rise. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to the raven, with all stops in between. Both spirits, they run high that night, old stories we did share, of the days when we were younger men and never had a care. On the beer flowed like a river hand, we drank the keg near dry. So we drained down all our glasses and were thirsty by and by. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers and lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to with all stops in between. Park Royal Hotel, the Rusty Gold, Square Rigger and Queen's Cross. We started off with eight good boys, but half had gotten lost. And you'll never keep the lads together when their eyes begin to rove. And there were just the three of us that made it to Deep Cove. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to the raven, with all stops in between. We arrived out of the Raven just in time for the last call, the final destination of this, the first annual crawl. We dug deep into our pockets, there was no money to be found. 9 miles home, and for walking we are bound. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more, from the troller to the raven, with all stops in between. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. There are anchors and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by when
Spirit of the West there. And more importantly, drummer Vince Dittrich. If you ever saw them live, you probably saw Vince do that number. And I got to be honest with you, for the longest time, it just irritated the hell out of me. Like, he's very funny and very talented, but I wanted to hear the Spirit of the West hits. I didn't want to see the comedy routine. And it always bugged me. But having seen him do that last Saturday night in Vancouver, after he was he had basically gotten up off his deathbed to come to the show, was so inspiring and amazing. And everybody talked about last week John Mann, and rightfully so. His Alzheimer's situation is definitely what hastened the demise of Spirit of the West, but drummer Vince has been suffering. His kidneys haven't worked at all for like 3 years or something, it's a pretty serious, pretty bad situation. Like, the guy could die if he doesn't get a kidney transplant. He thought he had one. A friend of his, actually a former Miss Canada, had one and turned out to be a match and was going to give it to him, and they went through all these rounds of tests to make sure it was going to work, and then they decided that her kidney was too small, and he didn't get it, and came this close to getting saved, and so now he hasn't been well. I don't even know if he came to Winnipeg. I know he missed a bunch of the shows with Spirit of the West in Vancouver. The three nights he missed Thursday entirely. Friday he came, and just he looked like hell. He did a good portion of the show, the best he could do, but certainly didn't do that. But on Saturday, he did almost all the show and did his little medley, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I got to tell you, as much as you got to feel bad for John Mann and everything and all that he's going through, for my money, the real hero of the thing is Vince, for not wanting anybody to talk about his situation, really. And just focusing entirely on John. That's a pretty amazing and inspiring thing. And the best thing that you could do is just make sure that you are signed up to be an organ donor. You might end up saving someone like Vince somewhere down the road. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, come right back, play some stuff. I don't really know what that stuff's going to be, so if there's something you want to hear, just let me know. We will return.